And Malcolm Blight's joining us soon too, but it is time for Robbo's Pet Project. It's sort of good news and bad news this morning. The bad news is we actually haven't got a pet to talk about, because the good news is that King, who we were going to talk about, has been adopted. Kayla from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, is with us. Kayla, good morning.
Morning. How are we going today?
Yeah, good. So that's good that King's off to a new forever home?
Yes, that's it. We were trying to find King a home for quite a few weeks, so it was fantastic news that we were able to find a great home for him yesterday.
And I guess one of the questions that comes out of that, or one of the talking points out of that, particularly at this time of year, it always seems to be about kittens. People want little cute kittens, and I mean, they are. They're cute as a button, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, King was 7 years of age, and older cats and dogs are often that little bit more challenging to rehome, and yet they actually bring so much usually with them when they go to a new house, don't they?
Yeah, look, that's absolutely correct. I mean, we are going into what is very widely known as kitten season. And not only is it kitten season because, yes, this is the main breeding season, but this is just the time of year that everybody just wants kittens. So we definitely find in the shelter environment that our adults and our seniors definitely have an extended period of stay when they're at the shelter up for adoption, because you will find majority of the people do want kittens. So I suppose then going onwards, the upside of adopting an adult or a senior cat is they're what I like to call instant pets. Yeah. Kind of when you come into the shelter, you already know exactly their personality. You can see them for the way that they are when they're going to get home. It's a lot easier to kind of predict versus a kitten. You've got to kind of get them through the kitten stage, let them grow up, let them grow into their own personalities. And it's kind of a little bit of a, we'll wait and see what this one's going to be like when it grows up.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an absolute pro for an adult or a senior cat, is you can see them for how they're going to be, which I think is a massive plus.
Well, it's a great fit, even for you guys. You meet a prospective new family, and, you know, it's pretty easy for you guys to go, well, you know, little Myrtle is going to be terrific for this family because, you know, they're good with kids, da-da-da-da-da, and whatever. And, you know, the profiling becomes far more easy. And I guess with that, the fact that you can never guarantee, but that the adoption should be a very successful one.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. We usually have a little bit more information, the assessments and everything that we go through with our adoption process. It's just a lot more extensive for an adult, so it gives you that little bit more information versus when I'm writing bios for the cats for adoption. I don't even write bios for kittens because I would copy and paste exactly the same thing. I'm a kitten, I'm cute. Versus the adults, you can really kind of write these fun, creative descriptions about them because you've just got that little bit of extra information. Versus kittens, they're all super cute, super playful, and super adorable. And you kind of just got to let them grow into their personality from there.
That's right. Very interesting indeed. Well, listen, we will chat to you guys from Bark again next week and have a new animal that we'll try and find a forever home for. Enjoy your long weekend if you're lucky enough to have tomorrow off, and we'll talk again next week.
Will do. Thank you so much for having us, as always.
Our pleasure. Kayla from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. That's the place if you're looking to rehome a forever pet.